Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. Bystanders rescued and resuscitated a swimmer in distress at Tanana Lakes on Monday night. According to Fairbanks Fire Battalion Chief Greg Taylor, the man tried to swim with his regular clothing on and went under. Bystanders pulled him out of the water and found he was not breathing. The bystanders performed CPR on the man and he was breathing but unconscious when ambulances arrived. First responders got the call at 9:55 p.m. The man was transported to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital by ambulance. No further information about his condition was available as of Tuesday evening. Taylor was not able to confirm or deny bystander reports that the young man was underwater for approximately 5 minutes. President Trump and Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke at the White House today. As Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, Murkowski and the president largely talked past each other during the brief exchange in the cabinet room.
It was one of those meetings with a lot of people gathered around a large table. In this case, it was the Republican members of the House and Senate Appropriations Committees. With cameras rolling, Trump asked Murkowski about the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Senator, how's Anwar doing? Okay.
We are moving on Anwar.
Then he spoke about the King Cove Road. In January, his Interior Secretary agreed to exchange land in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge for the road corridor. But that's as far as it's gone. Conservation groups are suing, and the land exchange hasn't moved forward. Murkowski told Trump it's important to go through the process. Trump clearly has a speedier timetable in mind.
This is a road that was, I guess it's been, they've been trying to build it for 30 years. We're going to get it done very quickly. It's almost completed.
A second later, Trump seemed to acknowledge there is a pre-construction process.
We're going to get it done. I'd say within the next couple of months, it'll be complete and they can go ahead and build.
The environmental review on the road hasn't begun. And on a controversial project like this, it can take a few years. Pleasantries out of the way, Murkowski spoke about the need for regular order. That's where Congress passes individual spending bills rather than just passing emergency measures to keep the government from shutting down.
But we have got to be able to work with our colleagues on the other side, sometimes as hard as that is. So thank you for encouraging us to do that, because I think that that makes a difference.
It's been a very terrific group of people to work with, I have to say that.
Our colleagues on the other side. She meant Democrats. Murkowski said they need to cooperate with Democrats to pass bills. Trump did not seem to be saying that he had worked well with Democrats. Several times during the meeting, he painted them as uncaring about America's security and obstructionist. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
A boater was injured by a bear along the Copper River. Alaska State Trooper spokesman Tim Despain says a man and a woman were on a raft trip and stopped to camp Monday near Terrell Creek when they encountered a sow grizzly with at least one cub.
And the man was knocked down and bitten multiple times. Initial assessment was that the injuries appeared to not be life-threatening.
Despain says the rafters used a satellite phone to call for help and were picked up by a fishing charter operating in the area.
Then transport him to O'Brien Creek, where an ambulance was able to take him to Gulkana, where he was flown to Anchorage for further treatment.
Despain says it is unknown if the rafters had bear spray or a gun. The attack occurred in a remote area on the west side of the Copper River, not frequented by many people. There's no plan to hunt down the bear. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan discussed immigration reform and border security in a recent meeting with the Newsminer editorial board, noting he does not understand why the issue of border security is one of controversy. Sullivan said, quote, securing your border should be a priority and it shouldn't be that controversial. How much you spend, those are all debating within the margins. But the whole idea of securing our southern border to me is something I fully support, unquote. Sullivan said he doesn't hold a specific preference for how the border is secured, adding that different methods might work in different areas. He suggested in some areas a wall would suffice, while other areas could use a fence or additional security, noting the use of walls on other borders. Sullivan added that a lack of additional border security is bringing a myriad challenges to the United States. Sullivan said, quote, when you look at the challenges that come over the border, not just people, but for example, human trafficking, huge problem on the border, huge problem. But also the drugs, over 90% of the black tar heroin that comes to the United States comes from Mexico, and that's a huge problem, unquote. President Donald Trump has used names like rapists and drug dealers to describe immigrants attempting to cross the border. Sullivan said he doesn't like the use of this negative characterization. Sullivan said he doesn't like to use disrespectful terms for people trying to come into the country. He said if he were a, quote, poor, ambitious, smart Guatemalan teenage boy, I'd probably try, unquote. Sullivan clarified that he feels political asylum is very different from economic refugees. He empathized with economic refugees but said that it does not mean they should be allowed in the country under the established law. Sullivan co-sponsored two Senate bills last week that would increase the number of judges processing the massive backlog of asylum cases, which has spiked from approximately 50,000 cases in fiscal year 2007. Sullivan said Monday the number now sits at around 700,000 unprocessed cases. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.